sometimes when the person that we're telling has had a similar experience and has not healed it, that sometimes they become our adversary. For example, one of my friends was sexually assaulted by a particular colleague at work. And when she told her female colleague about it, the female colleague said, "Yeah, he did that to me too, but I didn't tell anyone because I want to keep my job. So I will not back you. I'll say you're a liar." It can actually backfire to tell someone if the person that we're telling has not healed their own wounding. Is that anything you've had to deal with before?
Sure. And I think that's where I go back to making sure that you prepare your listener. So when you get to a place where you're ready to tell your story, it's important to be intentional about who you tell your story to, because there are people that will listen to it and be like, "Oh yeah, that happened to me too. It's not a big deal. Move on. Get over it." Clients tell me all of those things. I think I've had some of those things said to me, and those things aren't helpful. And when you're trying to tell your story and you're in this space of trying to figure out where you are in your own story, are you in a space where you believe your own sense of reality? Are you struggling with that? Are you trying to decide what to do next? It's important that you, as the storyteller, choose who you talk to get the response that you're looking for.